Kum Len and Ablak Gemara. That's it. Rav Kuf Yitzayin. But I'll just quickly go through Tezayin.
Would you become on time today?
Yes. Kuf Tezayin and Beis. In the bottom, we look quickly. The Mishnah Benoit Slavcha, the daughters of Slavcha, not Lugim Chalakim. They took three portions. Benachlo Chelik Avin in the share of their father's estate. Shahi Im Yitzim Mitzrayim, because their father Slavcha left Mitzrayim. The Cholkoyim Echav Benach Mister Chayfer, and also their grandfather Chayfer left Mitzrayim. So their father got a share in Chayfer as well. Besides whatever he owned himself, he gets his own share. He also gets a share of his father as a Yerusha. And because Shehoye B'choyer, Neitlosh Nechalak, because of B'choyer, even though he passed away, because of B'choyer, they get his rights, which is to Chalakim. So the B'nei Shlavcha got three. Later on, we'll see four. Says the Gemara Tanan, it seems that our Mishnah is learning Kimandamal according to the opinion, Liyotze Mitzrayim Nizchalka Oretz. Who, when they went there to Israel, how did they apportion the land? How they apportioned the land according to those people who left Mitzrayim. Because we're going back to Haifa, we'll see. Tanya, we learned that three opinions. Rabbi Yeshia says, L'yotzei Mitzrayim Nizchalka Oretz, that Yisrael was divided according to those. Obviously, the people went to Yisrael when they got the land, but the Cheshmer went according to the people that left Mitzrayim.
Isn't it Achmagoidel? So you're saying the Goidel went according to those?
Yeah, the Goidel is only telling you which north, west, south, east, but not
location.
How. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah.
So you're saying the Goidel took into account
whoever left the Goidel? No, let's understand. Reuven.
Which one you'd have to put past?
Yeah, but it's all of my one. The whole thing was a ness. But let's say that you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who left Mitzrayim. And Reuven had 10 sons who entered Eretz Yisrael, and Shimon had one son at Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to distribute to Reuven 10 parts, kids, because there are 10 of them who went into Eretz Yisrael, and to Shimon one because he went to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go to both families and say, well, you only had one father who left Mitzrayim, and you only had one. You're both going to get exactly the same share. Except you guys are going to divide it amongst 10, and you will only have it amongst one.
They'll get an apartment.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to go to Yaitzeh Mitzrayim. The amount of land you're going to sell, depending on how many of your ancestors left Mitzrayim.
Because the Yaitzeh Mitzrayim, Reuv Reuben, died in the Mitzrayim. Because they were Chosei Amunah. They pushed it.
Yeah, you're right.
What you did is you put 600,000, what do you call it?
Takim.
Takim, and then the Goyel came and told you he's going to get what? Otherwise, what were you putting out of the box? What are you putting
the
out
name
of
a shavit and the name of an individual? Ploini ben Ploini l'shavit.
Yeah, exactly. You go back to the names of Yotzei Mitzrayim, so and then your family yashes that.
Yes,
yeah, so
you have to put 600,000. Yeah. What do you call it?
Oh, either that, or you do one shavit at a time.
Whatever, I can understand.
Yeah.
But is Yotzei Mitzrayim just the patriarch of the family, or as you said,
anybody? If Slavchad left Mitzrayim and Chayfer, they both get.
Yeah. And if he had five kids when he left Mitzrayim, the five kids will get.
But you have to be 20 years old when you left Mitzrayim. That's the key. Shenemar, it says the pasuk through a goydel, you're going to divide the land. Lishmois, mateis, avoisam, yicholu, to the names of the mates, of the shvatim, of their ancestors, yicholu. So it's clear, lishmois, mateis, avoisam. You go back to the avoisam, to those who left Mitzrayim, that's how you go back. Hey, bazei, mani, mekayim. So what do we do with the pasuk where it says, lo eile techolik ha'oretz, to these people who are entering into Israel, we're going to divide the land. The Nachla, what do you mean, La'ela? La'ela means Ko'ela, that these people coming to Yisrael are going to be just like the people who left Mitzrayim. La'hoiti es atfolim, to exclude those who are under 20. Just like those who left Mitzrayim, how old were they before they were counted? 20. So too, over here, going to Yisrael, if you were not 20, you get nothing. So you have to be 20. When you go to Yisrael, you have to be 20 to get the inheritance of your father or Zayda, whatever it is, when they were over 20, when they left Mitzrayim. Okay, that's opinion number one. So it all goes back to Yotzei Mitzrayim, which is what sounds like my Mishnah, because the Slavchad are getting their father's share and the Zayda's share. Okay, however, Rabbi Yenison says, the boy ordered his chalka ordered. Rabbi Yenison says that Eretz Yisrael was divided to those who came into Eretz Yisrael. So Chayda will be very posh, right? Forget, ignore completely what happened in the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Just look at Eretz Yisrael, but not so posh. Because we have a pasuk that says, Lishmois, Matas Avoisim, Yincholu. So we have to somehow or another relate it back to the Zaydis who left Mitzrayim. So how does that work? Rabbi Yenis, name of boy, Ha'oret is Chalko Ha'oret, Shenema, it says, Lo Eile Techolik Ha'oret Benachlo. To me, that's the main pasuk, that to these people, they are going to inherit the land. What am I going to do? The pasuk where it says Lishmois Matas Avoisim Cholo. It seems like you link it back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim. So it goes like this: Mishunne nachlozu. This is how it works. You work like this. Let's say Reuven had 10 children, but Rashi goes to the Zayde, which Chase has a problem with, and Rashbamon goes to the father. So we go to the father. Yeah, yeah, those words, yeah. But the way he looks, if you look at the Chase, he brings it Rashi and he says has a problem. So Rashi, the Gemara looks like this, the word Rashbamon. That Reuven left Mitzrayim, Hashem left Mitzrayim. Reuven had 10 sons, and Shimon had one son. So when they come into Eretz Yisrael, Reuven's 10 sons, Yashin, 10 Chalokim. Right? All the Chalokim are equal. So Reuven's 10 sons, Yashin, 10 Chalokim, and Shimon's one son, only Yashin's one Chalok. So he goes to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Then these 11 Chalokim go back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, and the two brothers share in this. So these 11 Chalokim, which is a big piece of land, yeah, 10 Chalokim is, yeah, right, goes back to the brothers, divide that by two, each brother gets 5.5, and then that goes back down. So the one, the son of Shimon, is only one, he'll get 5.5 Chalokim, and Reuven's 10 sons have to divide the other 5.5 Chalokim. So Mishunah, Nachalozu, Mikom Nachaloshabalim. Here, the dead will yarshin the living. Those who are going to are alive, and he goes to the father, and then it comes right back. Generally speaking, the living are yashin, the those who passed away. The dead are yashining the chayin, are the living ones. Says Gemara Omar. Omar Rebbe, Emshuch HaMashal. I'll give you an example so you can understand better, illustrate Rabbi Yonis's point. What can we compare this to? Lishnei Achim Koinim, the two brothers Koinim, Shoyibir Acha, that lived in one city and they were very close with each other. Le'echod Yeshle Ben Echad. One of them only had a Ben Yochid. Ve'echod Yeshle Shnei Ben, another one had two sons. And they made a pact between the two that whatever their children get, they can divide equally. And the children went to a warehouse or granary to collect the trumah. So the guy, the Yisrael there, who's giving up the trumah, so he gives to the, each one an equal portion. So this kohen he gives, this ben echad he gives one chelik. And the one who has two banim, he gives two chalakim. But then what happened? They go home. Since the parents made up their pact that they can divide everything equally, they give all three chalokim back to their parents, and then the parents divide the three chalokim into half. The choizin b'cholkim b'shoven, each one ends up with 1.5. Okay. So in other words, as the Rashbam points out, the people who went to Yisrael are like shluchim on behalf of the parents. For the parents who it's the same. So the poil, it's the people who go to Yisrael who yarshin, but they're doing it on behalf of. So Napshad Yashka, right? They're doing a shluchim from those people who left in Mitzrayim, and then it gets re-subdivided.
So who's that?
That's Rabbi Yonison. Comes along opinion number 3, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it depends. Sometimes a zay and sometimes a zay. How? Le'elu, those people, Le'elu and his chalkul ha'aretz, they were both. Both of them received Eretz Yisrael. Sai the Yoytze Mitzrayim and Sai the boy who aretz. They both get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. How's that work? So it means, So even according to him, the mission will work out as well. Why you're getting it Slavcha and Chayfer's chelik? Because we go both ways. How's it work? Why does he say that? You have a state of two psukim. So each one of you gives an emphasis on one pasuk and you give a dreidel on the other pasuk. I learned that both pasuks are correct. Sometimes Zazay, sometimes Zay. Sometimes the Yetzim Mitzrayim get. If they don't have children who are 20 years old when they come into Eretz Yisrael, so then it's the Yetzim Mitzrayim will get. Or and sometimes the Boy Yaretz, if the people of Mitzrayim were not 20 years old. So it goes like this. In order to fulfill both psukim. Kate said, how's that work? Let's say this family had Yetzim Mitzrayim, they were over 20 years old, but they had no one who entered Eretz Yisrael that were 20 years old from the Einiklach, or the children. That family is going to collect Eretz Yisrael based on the Zayda.
Just one Chalik, in other words.
Whatever, yeah. Yeah, Hoya.
The only ones who'd be interested in are any male cousins of this guy who passed, who came out of the same with no descendants.
Yeah.
He's going to be his mishpocha going to want to pick that chelik up and then redivide it.
So the other one?
If he passed away, if his Yetzim Mitzrayim has passed away and he's no descendants, right?
No descendants at all.
Well, you say if there's nobody to take.
We're saying that he has descendants, but they're under 20. Under 20. Because we learned before Eilat cut Eilat, you have to be 20.
And in the case that Moshe is saying, if he had no children, let's say he's over 20, he's not married. Then what, it goes back to
so the he's over 20, he'll get his own. You talk about he died in the Midwest.
Let's say he goes back to the Golden Shaver.
His nephews or his brothers or his nephews or his...
Yeah, his brothers take it, yeah. Like Chayfer. Yeah. No, Slavchad. Slavchad's brothers did not survive. Slavchad, yeah, so they'll get a fourth Chaylik. They're going to get Slavchad
or Chayfer. A number of people with no living relatives. Because remember, Chamushim all of Yisrael, all of Yisrael.
We're not talking about side up, we're talking about down.
Four-fifths died.
You're saying you have to assume that Slavchad's brothers didn't survive. I didn't have any sons.
That's right.
Either,
yeah. We'll see later, yeah.
If you're saying that 4/5 of the population died in Mitzrayim, so that it's likely you would have a number of people with no living relatives. It's like, after the Holocaust, there was people who had nobody left.
The 4/5 died before they did the count.
Yeah, but I'm saying take into account, let's say somebody, Nebuch lost his whole family, and then goes out of Mitzrayim.
There's always a cousin, a brother.
There's
always a brother, a cousin. Remember, everyone has relatives. They're not that far back.
Have a look. After the Holocaust, you have people who...
But then they weren't that far back. Yeah. Go 5 generations. They had the Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. And, you know, it wasn't that far back. Everyone's related. What about if they were not Yotzei Mitzrayim? Let's say the father was under 20 when he left Mitzrayim. Okay, so he did. He cannot get back from Yotzei Mitzrayim, but he had kids in the Midbar, and now they are 20. So then, or even if he was over 20 when he left Mitzrayim, but now you have kids who are 20 here. Then Noitel Chelkim Bayaretz. What do they get? They get Bayaretz. Now we're talking about where the father is not entitled to Yetzim Mitzrayim. Either the father died in Mitzrayim and gave birth to these kids when they left Mitzrayim, they were under 20, or the father was himself was under 20 when he left Mitzrayim, got married in the Midbar and had kids, and these kids are now the ones that enter, so they're over 20. So therefore you only have one. It sounds like if you had both, if the father was over 20 left Mitzrayim and the kids were over 20 with Kenneth Israel, you get both. No, maybe you get both.
He's not saying you go up. He's not saying you go up.
Maybe you go both. He's saying they're both entitled. They are both entitled, but sometimes only this, sometimes only that. Over 20 when he left Mitzrayim, kids are under 20 when he comes to Israel. Then you get Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim. Over 20 going to Israel and you died before you left, you were probably the 4/5, or you were under 20 when you left. Then you get only here. What happened both? Yeah, right here it says, Noitel Mika. One more line in the Gemara. Yeah.
No, but he's dealing with the thing with an unusual thing of either the guys.
What's that? One more line. What about Mikan or Mikan? What about the Tata was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim? And he died in the Midbar, and the children, that's why he's only going to Israel. No, they are. Yes, what at Mikan or Mikan? Yeah, but he's going to argue to be innocent. Noitel Chelke Mikan or Mikan. Then they're entitled to both. The Torah says that everyone is entitled, whether you're Yetzim Mitzrayim, whether you're Boy Yoretz. So sometimes you're only Yetzim Mitzrayim in this family because you're under 20 now. Sometimes you're only a Boy Yoretz because your father's under 20 and you left Mitzrayim, or you died before you left Mitzrayim. And sometimes you're both. If your father was over 20 and you left Mitzrayim, and you are over 20 now, then you get both. Okay, not like a being innocent.
Like
anybody,
the innocent example with his two brothers, and then his 10 and 10 and 1.
Torah disagrees.
Yes, so he says you just go for two chalok, and the one has got one.
They're both entitled. Two parties are entitled.
Because you have six sukkim. You have to say those people who are now
in the case of the two brothers of Tikkun, they get 11 portions. One for the father and 10 for themselves. They get 11.
Yeah, they'll get more. They get 10 for themselves and they get the fathers as well.
It's,
yeah,
it's 11,
that's right.
11, 6, portion.
Exactly.
And the other fellow will get two.
Yeah.
And he'll get his and
what,
his fathers.
And what does Rabbi Yonasan say on this, on his format?
He just totally disagrees. But Sayyid Abiyashia hold only one group is Yiddish. Right. The question is which one group? So Abiyashia says it goes with Yates and Mitzrayim, but Abiyashia says it goes with Bayaris.
So according to Abiyashia, if a guy was below 20 when he left Mitzrayim, he's got Nachelik. And then the son who's now coming in...
If he's under 20, then nobody gets nothing.
They get nothing.
Yeah. And he holds the same thing. He holds it both... If they're under 20 now and under 20 then, you get nothing also. They won't agree to get nothing because you have to be 20 somewhere. Because that's when you would get counted in those days. Okay. Mekan and Mekan, Neutel Chelke Mekan and Mekan. So he's saying here now, there were some people... Meraglim, even though the Raglim are the only exception that they do not pass on anything to their children. They're all over 20 when they left Mitzrayim because they were in the seam already. So obviously they're all over 20 when they left Mitzrayim. And yet they will not pass on anything to their children because they forfeited their right to Eretz Yisrael when they were, you know, spread the Lashon Hara. That's right. Meraglim is what happened to them. Yeshua, the Kolev, not the Chelkom. Yeshua Kolev got their Chelek as well. Misloininim vadas kedach, and that's going to be next few days talking about these people. Misloininim vadas kedach. What about those people who complained, who joined kedach also the 250 Sanhedrin, who came out and complained and everything else?
Misloininim those who wanted the slav.
No, misloininim are those part of. What's happened with anything? Those are the slav. Why should they lose the chel against the slav? It's only that das kedach who could undermine my. No, misloininim are the 250 dayanim who joined him.
Weren't the misloininim those who died?
The children. You would think that the children. We just said before, children yasha their fathers, who died in the midbar. Says not them. Vadas kerech lo hayilam chelik the they had no chelik at Israel. Is abonim not lo bezchus avi avien. So their children took the chus of the zayda, or bezchus avi imaysein, and the zayda of the mother side. But we're not going to use the Rashbam in this last part, so you'll see what we're talking about. Miraglim, about 13, 14 lines, the middle white lines. Miraglim. Even though that the children should yashin. Shabbat Lord, they came to Israel, and obviously they died then, so the children had to be over 20 when they came to Israel. Little chelik avi, and to take the father's portion, shoyim yeitzim mitzrayim. I feel like, nevertheless, loynotlu elo Yeshua v'kolev, loynot did not take. Elo Yeshua v'kolev notlu chelkon. Yeshua and kolev took their chelik. It chesiv, choyu min ha'anoshim mehem lekamam b'shmai, I'll explain later on. Shehoyu, which is tomorrow's gemara. Shehoyu b'chelkon. That they lived in their chelik. Shamra Taylor and Chayv Rosha Yovitzad Vizkibichelka, these Yerushalayim, you know, are lost their property, so who takes them over? The Tzaddikim will take them over. We had in Kedushin in the first Paydik that, you know, the Rosha loses chelik in Gan Eden and he takes over the chelik of Gehenna from the Tzaddik. The Mikrosha, I mean, from the past we learn out, Shalhoyla, Meraglim, Umislaini, but that's Kayla, Chelik, but it's from the Psukim we learn out that they don't have any chelik. I mean, I've been a Slovcha, Avinu, what did Benay Slovcha Taina? Avinu made by mid, but he died in his own sin. What were they trying to say? What do you mean? Elu Meraglim Hanoidim al Hashem. He was not part of the Meraglim. So does it sound like from Rashbam that it wasn't just the Meraglim who lost the chelik, but all those who agreed with him? Because otherwise, we know that he wasn't from the Nesim. What do you have to even say that for? Unless they're just saying, Stam Bavoni, he was not one of the Nesim.
If it's those who agree with the Meraglim, then it's the whole Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah, just the women would have
ganged up.
Yeah. Hanoi Edim Al Hashem, who are these? Those who went and opposed the Ebishter? Elu Mislainim. Adas kedach kemashmoy. Lama yigora shem avinu. Why should I shem yigora shem avinu? Ma'achad lahay loy meraglim loy mislainim v'adas kedach. Maybe you're right. Mislainim maybe is one of the mislainim in Halos Chaver. So why should I lose the chedach? So I guess we'll have to see more later.
Because but every time he's saying mislainim, he always says
I know,
kedach. It's a separate inyan.
Yeah. We'll have to see more later. Why mislainim lost that? Mikladu chol hanach loynotlu b'nei chelik b'adi b'schus avasein. They had no chelik in Israel, and the children gun yashlem. Misleinim v'adas kedach. The common mefarish later on will explain that no, misleinim shibadas kedach. Oh, so someone's right. Okay. The hainu chamishim masayim ish. V'lahoyelam chelik ba'oras. They forfeited the chelik shloim notlu b'nein as chelkon. The children will not inherit them. Ava pishoy misleinim miyetsim mitzrayim. Okay, they left Mitzrayim. They're over 20. El kamanda less than those. They don't exist. V'zochu kol hashvatim bechelkon. Ki ilu nischalku liyetsim mitzrayim b'loim misleinim. If they never existed. So everyone else, the entire Klal Yisrael, got a little bit extra. The population suddenly was diminished to 600,000 by 250. This town holds. This town holds. Obviously, he's saying that the Meraglim lose out, so therefore the rest of Eden have more. Obviously, he holds either like Rabbi Enison or like the last day, which was Rabbi Shimon. Forgetting already. It went to Yitzim Mitzrayim. Because if you hold that it goes to Boy Yodetz, who cares? But the Meraglim dying or the Das Kedach has no effect on what happened in the Kamitat Yisrael. Okay, the maskana milsa Rav Shimon Lazar he d'amar le'elu ve'elu chalak ha'aretz. The maskana will be that it follows. No, we could say it follows Rabbi Anderson. We could say it follows Shimon Lazar. Habonim shall meraglim the next Rashbam. The children meraglim is lainim shabor l'aretz lo ha'yachoyin little b'shvil avin. They couldn't take a share for the father. Not lose, so they did take. If you yaitim mitzrayim, what entitlement did they have? Bezchus avi avin, because their father didn't exist. So the Zayda had to pass on to the grandchildren before Yaitzi Erechi. Im hayum Yaitzi Mitzrayim. If the Zayda left Mitzrayim, left, didn't die in the 4/5. Avol chelik avin shayro lehen little b'shvil avin atzmam. But the that which belonged to the father himself, shayhayum Yaitzi Mitzrayim, oizah chelik nitin li Yeshua of the Kalev, min ha meraglim v'shal mislainim nitin l'chalashvatim. So meraglim was given Yeshua of Kalev, and the mislainim, the 250, even though they all came for Sheva Reuven, was divided amongst entire Klal Yisrael. Ubizchus avi moisein, also the chus of the father's father or the mother's father.
The pasuk quite clearly says that the Ubishta says, you know, you guys are going to die in the midbar, the whole cloudy soul who complained.
Yeah.
The meraglim, but your kids are going to go and come in Yashu.
Yeah, but doesn't say. Yeah, but doesn't say you losing your chelik. You shall won't be alive to see it.
Yeah.
Ubizchus avi moisein im lo hayalei moisein achin. When do they yashin their mother's father? The Zayda through the mother's side. Remember, the mother doesn't yashin her. The son's yashin. But if there were no sons, then the bas is yodeshes. Then she passes on to these children. Later on, we're going to say that this sefer will work out. Even the one who holds leboya orizin chalka, Rabbi Yeshia, we can still work out how the sefer. How? Going to Lahoya bin Asim, let's say they were under 20 when they went to Israel, the loy not lubishvilatzim, so they had no rights of their own. Elo not lu, how do they take Ayide Chazora, Shechziru bin Avi Avi, and bin Avi Avi Maisayim, Nachla, Shalochu bin Elis Kanaim, so they'll take a Nachla on behalf of the Zayda. Remember, he holds that these, so even Rabbi Yeshua we'll see later, that even Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Boya Odds, if they're not entitled to anything themselves, Rabbi Anderson says, even though the Boya Odds are entitled to themselves, you know, they take it and then they give it to Zayden and redivide it. Rabbi Anderson says if the boy ought to tie themselves, they just get their own share. Rabbi Yeshia says it goes according to Yaitzim Mitzrayim, but he is made with the boy ought cannot get anything their own right. They will get it on behalf on behalf of their Zayden.
In other words, you've got somebody below 20, he's got nachelik, but he
the even Rabbi Yeshia will be made then then the Zayden will get something and you're
so
taking on behalf.
With an Shimon example that you gave, so Shimon has only got one child. Yeah. That child is below 20. He still gets his father's
favorite. Exactly. Lishma is matas avaisim.
So in other words, according to his formula, you'll be dividing 10 amongst 11 people. If in other words, if the son is below 20, you'll be dividing 10 amongst 11 people.
Why 11?
Because you're
dividing one amongst 11 because it goes. You're representing it's only one Zayda. So if
no,
you
I'm
if you're
there are two, there's Reuven and Shimon. Yeah. One's got 10 kids and one's got one.
Yeah,
kid.
No.
The one kid is below 20.
Yeah.
So there's one share there. There's one share there.
It doesn't redivide again. Yeah, the whole thing doesn't hold up.
Correct.
So then they will get from the Zaydas, they bypass the fathers. We're saying right here is that even according to Rabbi Yeshia, if you're even according to Rabbi Yeshia says the Yaitzim Mitzrayim, right? But if you're not 20 right now, even according to Rabbi Yeshia that says Leboya Oretz, sorry, Leboya Oretz, he's the first opinion that says you go Leboya Oretz.
Rabbi Anderson.
So he's saying, yeah.
The same as the third opinion of
Shimon ben Elazar. So this could be either Shimon ben Elazar, as Rambam said in the line before, or it could be Rabbi Anderson. Both. It could be either one. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, my mashma, how do you see from the words the high lishmois mate avoisim? So you all dashin that the pasuk lishmois mate avoisim in the names of their shvatim means not today. I'm a Sheva Reuven name, but I'm part of Sheva Reuven today. But I'm not getting according to me today. I'm going back to my Zeda, my ancestors. How do you know it's talking about Yetzer Mitzrayim? Except dimul shvatim kamala. Maybe it means simply today. The shvatim divide according to shvatim. Could see there's another pasuk where it says, "I bring it to the land that I promised Avram that I get to Rami Yisrael Yaakov, v'nasati oisel lachem morosha. I'm giving it to you as an inheritance. Ani Hashem." So it says, "I gave it to Avram Yisrael Yaakov, and I gave it to you." Which sounds like, on what basis do you have it? Who did I really give it to? Avram Yisrael Yaakov, and you're stepping in their shoes, so you Yaitzim Mitzrayim. Yerusha lechem me'avaseichem. Ulu yaitzim mitzrayim kamal. Who's avaseichem? Yaitzim mitzrayim. Rashbam 3 lines about it. The higher version of Mitzrayim come out. Yafim and Yafim and Yotzim. Mitzrayim is Chalka. The Dimel and Shvatim come out. Yud Beis, Bnei Yaakov. Lehem is Chalka. Oh, he's going back.
So he's divided by 12.
So yeah, he's saying maybe go back further even. If you're already going, how do you know you go to Mitzrayim? Let's go. If you're saying the Shmois Mati Avosim, so not the way they are today, go back to the real Matas, the 12 Shvatim. So he says it because it says, I gave it to Abraham, Yaakov, and then it says, I gave it to you. Who's the you? So the Yaitzim Mitzrayim Karmelu, the Vade Lehem Nema Pasuk is there. The Pasuk is written in Shmais. So therefore, in Shmais, in Ve'eda. So therefore, when he says over there, that I'm giving it to, I'm giving it to you, who's he talking to? He's talking to the people living in Mitzrayim. So therefore, we know it's Yaitzim Mitzrayim. Says he's going to write to Simon, Lerav, Tzlovchad, Yosef, Ichbol, Menashe, Yechoshev. These are all questions we're going to ask in the Gemara right now.
The Rashbam's got a whole long
aliches
here.
He's got aliches everywhere. Sorry? Okay. Maybe we should stop here. Start the whole, we'll start all the questions. We'll stop here.